Don't look ahead. Don't look in the past. Just stay present in the moment and just make sure you're doing the things you need to do in order to put yourself in the best spot for Sunday.
You've won on the road. You go on the road this week. What does it take to win on the road?
You gotta handle the elements. You gotta definitely handle the emotions. They're gonna be fired up. They're gonna give you their best shot at home. So for us, you gotta kind of, as I say, weather the storm. So we gotta weather the storm. Make sure we get out there, make the adjustments when we need to make them, and stay composed and do everything you can in order to win the ballgame.
It looks like the defensive line has done quite a job being leaders or setting the tone for this team to an extent. Does it feel that way?
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely, as a defensive line, want the game on our backs. We want to make sure that we're the best defensive line playing on the field that Sunday. And we try to go out there and outperform the opposing team's defensive line and make sure that we get out there, stop the run, get after the quarterback, and put them in situations they don't want to be in on third down.
Mike's been through a lot, everything from last year with his eye to now. I mean, you've been around a while. How have you seen, or is there a change kind of in how he's been able to overcome that? Do you notice a change in him?
I don't know if I notice a change. I mean, Zimmer is who he is. But I think for him is what he tries to convey to our team of being, smart, tough, physical, disciplined. We see that out of him. I mean, for him, he's in here all hours of the day trying to put a game plan together for us to be successful, tough going through some of the stuff that he's gone through, and being disciplined for him is just, making sure that he takes ownership in what he does. So, and he tries to convey that to our team, and I think that's very indicative of the person he is, and he's transferred that to this football team.
He mentioned on Friday, he talked about the 2016 season, and said that actually some of that adversity might have been a good thing, that it happened the way it did. Do you see it the same way?
I do, especially in the situation we're in now. We started 5-0 last year, was clicking on all cylinders, and obviously we had a lot of injuries and things like that. But down the stretch, we had some ball games we were in that that we very easily could have won, and just wasn't able to finish it off. So for us, I think it helped us, focus this year. I also think it helps us realize that it doesn't matter how many games you win, it can go south real quick if you don't stay focused. And so for us, it's just about staying focused right now, making sure we do everything we can to complete the task at hand, which for us this week is Atlanta.
Brian, when the Falcons went from 5-0 to 8-8 and they go to the Super Bowl the next year, has that come up at all in here? Is say, hey, teams can kind of go from having that collapse to the Super Bowl in a year as a precedent and all?
Not really. I mean, we haven't really talked about it. I think the thing that's great about this football team is, we don't really concentrate on what could be. We don't concentrate on what has happened. We concentrate on the now. And for us, that's just, the task at hand, whoever we're facing that week, that's what it's about. It's not about, where we could be at the end of the year. It's not about, where we've been in the past. It's about making sure that, for us this week, is making sure that we're focused on Atlanta and solely on Atlanta and making sure we can win that ball game. And, we'll see where we are at the end of the year. But the only way we can be where we want to be at the end of the year is handling each and every task as it comes to us.
Is it challenging to do that? I mean, have different teams that you've been on have a harder time doing that than this one?
I think so. I mean, it's very challenging to do it. I mean, anytime you win ball games or you start losing ball games, you start, especially this time of the year, you start looking at what's going on, as far as the playoff race and things like that. But for us, and the great thing about this team is we haven't really talked about it a lot. For us, it's about, we know the common goal of this team and what we want to accomplish at the end of the season. But at the same time, we understand that the only way we can do that is by handling each week on its own. So for us, this past three-game stretch, we had that almost as a season on its own. We had three games. We got to complete that task and then move on to what we have now, which is a five-game season. So for us, we got to take them one game at a time. It'll be Atlanta this week, and then I can't even tell you who we got after that, but we'll deal with them as they come.